USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Authorities identified 72-year-old Hu Ken Tran as the gunman who opened fire Saturday night near a Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park, California, killing 10 people. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The investigation is still ongoing. Sheriff's homicide detectives are working around the clock, gathering additional information and working on determining the motive behind this extremely tragic event.
Police said no other suspects are at large. Several people were injured at a bar shooting in Louisiana on Sunday.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul says three officers were in the parking lot when shots rang out inside the Dior bar and lounge.
Those police officers immediately responded to the threat, and we believe their immediate response prevented further injuries.
At least three of the 12 victims were said to be in critical condition. The other injuries were said to be non-life-threatening. Police have labeled it as a targeted attack, but have not released any suspect information. I'm Dave Collins.
A senior Democrat says President Biden should have a lot of regrets about the discovery of classified documents in his possession. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Joe Manchin called the president's actions irresponsible.
Merrick Garland did the right thing by putting a special counsel.
He did.
And I think that we should wait until the special counsel rather than making this a political circus.
Manchin's comments come as Biden's personal lawyer revealed six more classified documents were found on Friday during a DOJ search of his Wilmington home. The NFL championship games are set for next Sunday. The 49ers held off the Cowboys 19-12, and they'll face the Eagles for a Super Bowl berth. In the AFC, the Bengals beat the Bills 27-10 and await a return appearance against the Chiefs next weekend. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hundreds paid their respects at Graceland on Sunday as Lisa Marie Presley was laid to rest. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, said the loss is immeasurable.
A broken heart was the doing of her death. Now she is home where she always belonged, but my heart is missing her love.
Lisa Marie was the only child of rock icon Elvis Presley. New York City police are investigating a hate crime after a vandal damaged a fence at a synagogue on Staten Island. A man was captured on security video getting out of the passenger side of a white Honda SUV. Police are looking for the Honda and at least three people who were inside it. A woman faces the possibility of prison time for stealing a family member's winning lottery ticket.
A Texas woman pled guilty to a felony charge and is facing up to 4 years in prison for stealing her cousin's $1 million New York State Lottery jackpot. Iris Amador Argueta pled guilty on Friday to one count of second-degree larceny after allegedly stealing a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Her cousin asked her to cash in the winning lottery ticket in exchange for $50,000 because he wanted to remain anonymous. She told him the ticket was only worth $20,000 and took the $500,000 for herself. I'm Corey Myers.
It's a familiar script as Avatar: The Way of Water wins the weekend box office with another $19.5 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.